Rubber game of the series between the Braves and Marlins, and at SunTrust Park in Atlanta, everyone's celebrating Father's Day. We pick up the action in the sixth scoreless game, Mike Foltynewicz facing Justin Bour.
And now with Bour, I mean, you're getting people to the plate that you want to see go up there in situations like this. Bour hits the ball hard, base hit up the middle. Home to score is D. Gordon. Behind him, Christian Yelich, a throw to the plate. Yelich slides and scores. And it is a two-run single up the middle for Justin Bour, a 2-0 lead here for the Marlins in the sixth.
A lot of rain in the vicinity, but not falling here at the ballpark at this point. 1-1 pitch is looped out toward left center over Ozuna. Can't get it down for a hit. Swanson around third. He's going to score, and we're back where we began. All knotted up. It's a 2-2 game in the seventh. Pitch to Markakis, and it's grounded fair inside the bag at third, down the left field line. The Braves have the lead. Camargo scores. Here's Inciarte on his heels. It's a two-run single for Nick Markakis, 4-2 Atlanta. He hit .266 last year. He's batting .324 as of the start of play today. Here's a high drive deep to left. Back goes Kemp at the wall. Goodbye, Marcelo Ozuna has brought the Marlins back. It's 4-4 in the eighth. The Big Bear hitless no more on the weekend, his 18th of the season, and we're deadlocked again.
3-1 pitch coming up to Brandon Phillips. Here it is, a swing and a ground ball to the left side, through and a base hit, and the Braves win the game. Right between the bag and JT Riddle. A game-winning hit again for Brandon Phillips. He delivered one in yesterday's game, and the Braves walk it off again today with a 5-4 win over the Marlins.
Brandon Phillips the hero as the Braves take 2 of 3 from the Marlins, walking off with a 5-4 win. Jim Johnson, his fifth win of the season in relief, working one scoreless inning. Johan Camargo comes in as a pinch hitter, and he ends up going 2-for-2 with 2 runs scored, including the game-winning run. The Marlins come up short in the series finale against the Braves. Manager Don Mattingly spoke after.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, trying to get the ground ball. Hopefully be able to either turn the two ball right there or be able to get the guy at home. And kind of rolled it right where we weren't.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's a do-or-die type of moment in the game. And the reason to go for that, the extra guy in the infield, obviously you play outfield short. Is it just, we haven't
seen
it.
You're trying to cover more ground. You know, you do it all the time. You're in a situation where you can't really, you don't want a ground ball to go through. The game's over. And so you want to try to put an extra guy there to cover more ground.
Yeah, obviously it's a tough series. You know, you win first one, these are the last two.
Yeah, and especially when you have, you feel like you had chances to win both games. Obviously, yesterday's we're up 4, and weren't able to hold on. Today, Hosey pitches really good. We had chances to tack on runs. We weren't really able to do that. So in a 2-0 game, just weren't able to hold it down.
Once again, not enough offense. You did get the homer late from Ozuna, but just inning by inning, just not quite enough going on there.
Well, we'd like to obviously always be able to put 5 or 6 or 7 up, but you're not always going to be able to do that. And the day games are, a lot of times for me, it seems like they're tougher. They're quick turnarounds. Your guys are kind of beat up. Obviously you like to always score. That's not always the case. But today we got good pitching. Hosey pitched good. We just weren't able to, get a couple of key outs. Phelps comes in, gets that ball to Ruiz, hits just deep enough to be able to move Swanson, and just weren't able to get outs there. So hits the big homer to get us back even. I think we had a shot there. You got G up again, a couple of chances to drive in runs, and weren't able to get that done today.
Marina hitting the guys. It seems like everyone kind of kept their cool after that.
Those are neither situation. You got the first guy on. He's not trying to hit Adams. There's no reason for us to hit Adams. There's been nothing going on. So that makes it first and second, nobody out. So nobody, they're baseball people on the other side. They know you're not trying to hit him there. And then he hits, ends up getting Suzuki with two strikes, and you don't want to hit him there. You don't want to load the bases up. So we're just not going to go out and hit people to be hitting people. So those are not situations that we really want to keep putting runners on. And then the other one's, I think, a slider that Mark Hick has kind of checked. So I know it may look funny, but it, you know, I don't think any of those are, I mean, they're pretty obvious that he's not trying to hit anybody there.
Up next, the Marlins begin a series at home against the Nationals on Monday.